last week's thing. 42 points. Hey!
What's happening, Rod?
How you doing?
All right.
Come on, you step hot. Come on.
What is this?
That is soup de jour.
Well, give the soup to George. Bring me a hamburger, Shirley.
Yeah, me too.
Listen, you two gourmets ordered the special, and the special comes with soup and salad.
Well, at least bring me the ketchup.
Rerun, I know you're not going to put ketchup in your soup.
No, on my salad.
That's absolutely ridiculous. I have the mustard.
You want order?
Yeah,
something, huh?
Soda straight.
Okay.
Oh, Shirley, Have you seen Dwayne lately?
Yeah, he was in here this morning going through all the want ads. You know, he even asked Rob if he needed some help around here.
Roz, why is Dwayne so desperate to find a job anyway?
He needs the money. You know how it is. Your senior year can be very expensive.
You're not kidding. You take a girl out for the evening, and you can spend $3 easy. That's why I've started my no-frills date.
No-frills date?
Sure. That's no dinner, no movie, just coffee, tea, and me.
Sounds more like a no-thrills date to me.
Well, I just hope Dwayne finds a job.
Hey, got it. I got it.
Hey, well, don't bring it here. Look, we got enough problems with the health department.
No, Shirley, I mean I got a job.
Oh, hey!
All right. Hey. That's great, Dwayne. Tell us all about it.
I'll do better than that. I'll show you.
Okay. Yeah. I wonder what he's got in that big box.
I'm curious.
Hey, D.
Hey, D.
Hi, D. You're just in time enough to find out about Dwayne's new job.
Where is he?
Oh, he's in the men's room.
You mean he's a plumber?
We don't know what he is, but whatever it is, we want to encourage him, right?
Right on.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Here you are. Peanuts, get your peanuts.
Don't tell me. Let me guess. You're Jimmy Carter's new campaign manager.
No. I am a vendor at all the USC games. I sell popcorn, hot dogs, and peanuts.
That's great, Dwayne.
Yeah, I bet you'll be good at it too, Dwayne.
I hope so. I've been taking a lot of practice shots.
Practice shots?
Yeah, look at my new sky hook.
Sky
hook! Woo! Now that's what I call a slam dunk.
Yeah.
Come here, baby. We have three rules here at Rob's place. Now, the first one is that we never reveal the ingredients in our secret sauce. Now, rule number two says that we never stop trying to find out the ingredients of that sauce. Now, number three, and you're going to love this one. No one is allowed to throw food in here except the chef, and we know you're not the chef, are you?
No, got it.
Good. Come here. Now, one more thing. Congratulations on your new job.
Hey, thanks, Shirley. Look, I gotta get going. Tomorrow night is my first game, and I want to be ready.
Hey, Dwayne, I'm sure you do just fine.
You think so?
Certainly. You're perfect for the job. I mean, just look at that honest face, those sincere eyes, that open expression. Why buy just about anything from this man?
Peanuts?
Not now, Dwayne. Just keep that charisma and that charm of yours, and you can do anything, Dwayne. Now, come on, let me see it. Let me see that famous Dwayne Nelson smile. That's it.
Yeah, it is it, huh?
You got it.
Charm?
You bet.
Charisma?
Right on.
Yeah.
All right. All right, you keep doing that, Dwayne. You have that job locked up.
Aye.
If he walks around like that, they'll have him locked up.
Hey.
Dwayne, finally. Man, that must have been some game.
Yeah, and some hungry crowd. I don't even want to look at another bag of peanuts.
Well, you really had us worried. We thought maybe you got mugged by an elephant.
Yeah!
Sorry,
Well, I don't like to brag, but I'm fantastic at this job. You should have seen me. I was great.
Well, that's great, Duane. Come on, we're going out for pizza.
Oh, look, guys, sorry. I'm too pooped.
Too pooped for pizza? Impossible.
Come on, Duane. You gotta celebrate your success.
Look, guys, I'd like to, but I better not. I need my rest. See, I did so well, the boss wants me to work games all over the city. This could become a full-time job.
Full-time? What about school?
What do I need school for? This is fast money.
Duane, the money may look good to you now, but we're talking about your whole life. What about college? What about your future?
Yeah, the future. You know, the pizza parlor closes in 20 minutes.
Look, sorry, guys. No pizza. I'm too tired. I just need to take a nap.
Oh, yeah? You think you're tired now, Duane? What about 30 years from now? I mean, your old throwing arm isn't what it used to be. Your sales are way down. You come home from a hard day's work at the stadium. Susie greets you at the door. She brings you the evening paper and looks up at you with those big, soft brown eyes.
Yeah, and then I pat her on the head and I give her a rubber bone to chew.
Duane, Susie is your wife.
Oh, I thought she was my Cocker Spaniel.
No, it's just you, Susie, and the two kids.
Raj?
Yes, Duane?
Can I have a dog, too?
Oh, give him a dog, Raj. That'll be nice.
All right, you got the dog. But the dog needs his shots. Duane Jr. needs his braces. Your daughter needs a dress for the prom. And the washing machine is on the blink.
Not again. I'm gonna kill that plumber.
Duane, you can't make ends meet. You're not earning enough on your present job. You don't have any other skills, no education. You do the only thing you can. You turn to a life of crime.
Duane, Duane, Duane.
Look, Raj, I appreciate what you're trying to say. I really do. But can't we talk about this tomorrow? I just need some rest.
All right, I'll drop it for now, but think about what I said. Think about your future.
Come on, Raj, we only got 5 minutes.
Right. Your future, Duane.
That's right. Think about the future. The future. The future. Future.
Darlings, and welcome to Shirley.
Good evening.
Oh, do you have reservations?
Hamilton, too.
Oh, good, good. Right this way, please. Lovely dress. I had one myself, because I threw mine away. But... Oh, okay. The special for tonight is filet mignon flown in from Philadelphia.
Her painted mouth
and,
was a dark red gash. Against the velvet skin of her face, and her lucid eyes were pulsating as she gasped. Roger! Roger!
Roger, darling, your enthusiasm is so charming, but could you keep it down, please?
Can't you see I'm creating? I'm the world's greatest writer. You have interrupted me.
Look here, baby. If you don't pick up that paper, you're going to be the world's greatest ghost writer. Now.
Madame Shelley.
Excuse me, Diamond Frederick Stubbs, you know, the famous gourmet and the president of ABC is calling me. Excuse me. Monsieur Stubbs, what is your pleasure, sir?
More caviar, more truffles glacé, more coquet bon, and another cheeseburger heavy on the onions. More truffles glacé. Monsieur, let's move sides.
Hi, oh, Lady D. Tyler Thomas is here. You know, she is the richest woman in El Segundo. Her finance company holds the mortgage on my restaurant. Oh, Lady D, it is a privilege and an honor to have you in our establishment. We welcome your distinguished, remarkable presence.
You forgot gorgeous.
Excuse me, I'm gorgeous. Look here, I hope you're not upset because I'm behind in my payments. Nothing changes, huh?
Your mortgage payment for the month is $1,000,002.
I remember back in 1979, I could have bought a little house in the valley for that much.
$1,000,002. Dang, see if I... Oh, well, put it on my check.
How sweet. I don't think I'll repossess your typewriter.
Roger?
Roger, baby! Roger! Don't you remember me? I'm your old friend, Rerun.
Your Rerun? Well, so you are. I hardly recognized you. Boy, you've aged badly. Well, I remain youngish and got wealthy.
Oh, this is so charming. Just like old times, we're all together again.
Yes, yes.
Except for that funny little fellow, Dwayne. Whatever happened to him?
Oh, well, last I heard, he dropped out of school for peanuts and fell in with a bad crowd.
What a waste. The kid had a lot of charm and charisma.
Could have been a doctor, lawyer.
Or even one of the Muppets.
You know, I could have built a show around that goofy smile of his.
Hey, hey, hey. It's me, Pretty Boy Dwayne, and don't nobody move.
Dwayne, what are you doing here?
You see, I dropped out of school. Now I'm a criminal. You gotta help me, Raj. The coppers are closing in on me.
Hey, give me that and you. Hey! Hey, this is Rocky Road. Hey, hey.
Yeah, they were all out of Almond Fudge.
Well, look here. You cannot come in here. See, this is strictly for high society people that stayed in college.
But look, you gotta help me. Big Earl Barnett is out there. The oldest and toughest cop in L.A.
This is Big Earl Barnett. We know you're in there. Come out, you young whippersnapper. I'll come in there.
Rog, you gotta help me. He's coming in after me. Please.
We tried to warn you for years, Dwayne, but you wouldn't listen. Now you have only two choices. Either you walk out of here with Big Earl, or you go out of the pine box.
Rog, couldn't I just call a cab?
We're coming in!
Roger's coming in after me! Save me! Save me! Don't send me up the river!
Will you get off my dress?
Save me!
I don't
want to
go up the river,
Rog.
Save me! He's coming to get me!
No, I don't want to go up the river. No! Save me! Save me! I don't want to go up the river.
A dog in here? That's against the rules, Dwayne.
Dog? Huh? No dog, no. Wow. Hey, how'd you guys get in here?
You know how it is, kid. Policeman's job is never really done. With my keen senses and my street savvy, I can't help but notice the slightest thing that's out of whack.
All that screaming woke him up. I made him come down here and check things out.
Well, Rog Rerun on here. I must have fallen off to sleep. Well, that was some nightmare.
You get them often?
No, I just had sort of a rough night. See, I started this new job.
Hey, all right. Now, that's what I like to see. An ambitious, energetic young man making his way in the world. What do you do, Dwayne?
Sell peanuts.
Oh. Well, fantastic. I mean, you can make a fortune in peanuts. Look at that Carter fella, huh? Yeah, he's a big success because he started out with a small peanut farm, huh? Worked hard day and night, made a little money, put the profits back into seed and machinery, and then one day, bingo. His brother became president.
Well, anyway, I think I can make a fortune in peanuts. Everybody seems to think I should go to college, but I'm not sure if I'm cut out for it.
I know just how you feel. I'm a bit of a maverick myself.
Sure you are, son, but you'll settle down. You know, I have to admit, I'd love to see Earl Jr. follow in my footsteps. Maybe even do better, become chief of police or Join the FBI?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, me an agent for the FBI. Women just love men who face danger. I bet I'd drive D crazy.
The gladiatorial strength and stamina of a champion, no matter who the adversary.
Gee, Dad, I've never seen you like this. But I guess there's a little bit of Howard Cosell in everyone.
Well, I guess I did get a little carried away. What I'm trying to say, Dwayne, is if you get an education and if you believe in yourself, then just about anything is possible.
Now you're talking like yourself, Dad.
Yeah, come on. You gotta get me to bed.
You sure you're okay, Dwayne?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
Okay, sleep good. Good night.
Good night, Dwayne.
All right.
If I just believe in myself, anything is possible in the future. In the future. Yeah, in the future.
No, I will not hold on. This is the head of the network. Get me the head of the news department. Who's this? Barbara? Good. Love you, Baba Wawa. How's Fidel? Love the interview in the old revolutionary's home. Baba, the president will be here any second, and there's not a camera in sight. I want this event covered. I want newsmen. I want reporters. No, that's not all I want. I want a ham and cheese on rye with a dill pickle. Ooh, this place is lousy.
Her painted mouth was a dark red gash against the velvet skin of her face. And her lucid eyes were pulsating as she gasped, "Mr. President! Mr. President!"
Oh, look who just came in. It's the head of the FBI.
Barnett, in charge of presidential security. Just want to get set for the big guy's arrival. Let's see now. Has this place ever been bugged?
Oh, no, sir. We had the exterminator in just last month.
Good. Hiya, Doc. You look nifty.
Thanks, kid.
I love it. After all these years, she still calls me kid. She still calls me kid.
The kid knocks me out, you know that. Keep a sharp eye open. Big guy should be here any moment.
You know what? I just cannot wait to see the President of the United States walk through those doors.
He's gonna have to walk in. I just repossessed his limo.
It's the president! He's coming!
He just got off the number 8 bus. Oh!
My fellow Americans. Hey, hey, and hey. Madame Shirley,
yes.
I love your place.
Thank you.
And I love your network. And I love your novel.
Thank you, Mr. President.
And Madame D, love your wealth.
Thank you. Love your limo. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I know how you feel. I had to repossess New York City. Where's my aide? Where is my aide?
Here I am, sir. These papers need your signature right away, Mr. President.
Hey, Snake. You're the presidential aide?
Right.
Hey, what's with this funky red phone? I mean, we got a payphone on the wall there.
This is no ordinary telephone. This is the president's special hotline. I have to be by his side with it at all times, even when he goes to bed.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I never married.
Shirley, girl. Yes, he's here looking good.
If it's a dot and begging again, tell him I'm out.
Mr. President, a crisis is developing in the South American country of El Macho.
El Macho?
Yes. The guerrillas are attacking. Thousands are fleeing. The Congress wants to send advisors, the Pentagon wants to send air support, and the president of El Macho wants safe passage and two tickets to Disneyland.
Can we settle for a guest spot on Merv Griffin?
Mr. President, I don't think you understand the seriousness of the situation. The wrong move could set off another world war.
That bad, huh? Dee, what do you suggest that I do?
It'll cost you.
It's your decision, sir. You're supposed to be the president.
Yeah, that's right. I am the president. But I'm not prepared for this. I have no skills, no education. That's the reason I went into politics in the first place.
Mr. President, you have to give them an answer. You have to make a decision.
A decision. A decision. A decision. A decision. A decision.
Dwayne, make a decision. You have to decide, Dwayne.
Huh?
Which do you want, pepperoni or mushroom?
What? We brought our pizzas back with us. We figured you'd be hungry. Come on, now we can eat together.
What? Eat? How can you eat at a time like this? What about the gorillas?
Let them eat bananas.
What gorillas? What are you talking about? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm all right now. Hey, guys, look, I gotta get going. I'll see you later.
Dwayne, huh? What about your pizza?
Oh, look, I don't have time for that now. You can have a rerun. I gotta get home and catch up on my studying.
Studying? I thought you were through with school.
Not me. I can't throw my whole future away. My country is depending on me. The world is awaiting. I mean, I could be a doctor or a lawyer or even president.
You, president of the United States?
No, president of El Macho. Olay.